So in the first section, the teacher, student approaches the teacher and does a little tapas for 3 days. The teacher comes and gives him 3 bulls as an atonement. This is to show that the teacher's quality, though he is a grihastha, a householder, is strict in his discipline of living the law, the instructions left by the masters. And therefore a great Brahmin, a great student, erudite and scholarly, morally good, such a person were to come to your house, even though it is not by appointment. Therefore you have got every excuse. Yet the law says, I must respect and revere him and give him all comforts. I could not. It's not my fault, I was not there. Yet I have disobeyed the law. So I told, 3 boons were given. The first boon, he cashes it for the father's comfort. And by the way, intelligent as he has got booked his return flight. When I go back, my father must receive it. Tathastu. Let it be so. So going back is assured. The second boon, he said, in the world, in my community, there are very many people who are anxious to go to heaven and enjoy the pleasure there. They have got still desires. Could you give me a ritual by which they can reach there as a reward of that noble action that they've undertaken? Please explain. Serving the society. The ritual was expounded, and the student was all ears and eyes. And even though it's a very, very complicated, long process, he expounded everything, even the non-details were given out. How many bricks, how to place them, how to cement it, even those non-essentials were expounded. And the teacher had a suspicion that the boy may not be listening, and therefore he said, can you repeat? And the boy got up, closed his eyes and repeated exactly, ditto, as the teacher said. And the teacher was so happy that here is an ideal student who has got memory power, who can grasp it, who has got single-pointed attention. So he gave him another extra boon, saying that this ritual hereafter shall go by your name for all times to come. And also, I am not satisfied. He takes a lot of, what is that, precious jewels and golden chains or, what is that, gold necklaces, okay. He gives a huge tray full of gifts. And he tries to console the boy, saying that, sir, I gave you, my boy, 3 boons. You have only cashed 2 of them. The third one was my complimentary gift. Now, what is your third boon? So he said, explain to me. Is there an existence beyond, in the world outside, then why don't you understand it from the world outside, from your teachers? Yes. From the great textbooks and teachers, there is always a contradiction. Some say there is, others say there is nothing. What is right? I don't know. I would love to know. Explain to me. The teacher wanted to test the student and therefore said that even Devas, gods, the angels have not yet understood it. Why are you crying, my dear boy? This is MSc class, you will understand it. Don't ask now. Nobody can explain. The boy says, look, sir, I did not know that it is only, even the gods don't know it. I didn't know that. Thank you for the information. And that clearly shows or doubly made it, makes it urgent or insistent that I must know it from you, because even God, I'm not sure about it. And you know it. I can't get a better person to instruct me. I don't want anything else. I want only that. The paternal heart of the Guru or the Lord Death feels that poor little baby. He doesn't know to ask what he should ask. Baby, you want chocolate? No, you suggest. Oh, you want to go for a drive? Okay. Okay, you want to go to beach? Oh, you want to go and swimming? Okay, sir. You know, generally we suggest to the child the various other possibilities of self-engagement so that the fellow may not insist upon this, hoping that he will forget. Similarly, he gives them, saying that, I shall give you long life, children and grandchildren, wealth of the whole world, kingdom over the entire universe or into the entire large kingdom under your suzerainty. Wealth plenty, long life, ever young, plenty of wives, plenty of children. What more do you want? Please take them all. The boy is not at all interested. The teacher feels that I have not touched his real request. What is, can it be? I'll give you that, I'll give you this. Oh, the child got annoyed with the teacher. Unnecessarily wasting my time. Even though I'm at the porch of death, his anxiety to know the higher. So I know you are talking nonsense. So he looked that side. Therefore, in Lord Death also looked that side. Oh, I see, you can have. What? Those girls? Have them. They have got instruments, okay with the instruments, with their vehicles, okay. They will dance, they will sing. No other human being has ever enjoyed these things in the world outside. It's a very unique life of yours. Come on. The boy is not interested. Oh, I see. You feel that no, they may not come and help you, or they may go come there and stand on your head and then make you work because, you know, I'm an angel. Not this usual angel. Everybody says, oh, you're my, that girl, an angel. It's not that. It is a real angel. And no, I shall instruct them that they shall serve you. Please, leave me alone. Don't pressurize me for this. The boy got so annoyed, say that, my dear sir, have you not realized it, or do you think that I don't know it? Sure, a power, tomorrow it will not be there. Who is an intelligent man who will run after things that are not existing tomorrow, meaning finite pleasures, when he has had a glimpse of a possibility of an infinite gain? Apisarvam jividam alpameva. Haven't you not understood, sir? You have been going and killing everybody. Have you met one person who is ready to come with you? Everybody protests. And you have to drag every rascal out of that place. Is it not? Even if you have given me thousands of lives, alpameva. It is also finite. Alpam finite. It is very little. Because my vision is infinite. Everyone. Tavaiva vaha tava nirtya gite. You keep your nirtya dance, gita music, dance and music. You keep, sir. You seem to be enjoying it. That's why you are recommending to me, isn't it? Have it. Have it plenty. Three shifts. Enjoy. Don't disturb me. I want nothing but this knowledge. when the teacher saw a boy, real boy, living boy, it's not an ideal, that a perfect student has got total sannyas or renunciation of all desires in the mind. Everything that is tantalizing has been placed in front of him. Without an effort, he can have them all. Yet, he kicked it away. He wants nothing but the higher. The teacher feels that here is an ideal student. The entire, on about 12 to 13 verses, which we'll be taking today, all of them are just a look of the teacher. A look. The teacher got stunned by this student and his beauty, and it sends in his mind various thoughts, thoughts of appreciation. Or the quality of the student. All this you can consider it as a soliloquy going through the mind of the Lord Death. He is only at this moment just looking at him. 12, 13 verses of soliloquy. And the boy probably must have sat down and said, oh, yeah, yeah, musibat. When I said no, I think this man has become very angry. Or he has forgotten my question. So the 13th, 14th verse, you will find the student asking the same question, what he has asked already, in a different way. Misunderstanding that probably the teacher is silent because he did not understand my question. Not that he doesn't know the answer. Perhaps when I said that is there life after that in the beyond, he may not have understood it. Therefore he puts it. So the first 13 verses we may consider more appropriate to consider. That is a soliloquy. Anya chreyo anya dudaida preya te ubhe anarthe purusham sinitaha tayo shreya adadanasya sadhu bhavati hiyate arthadyu upreyo vrinide. When he saw this student rejecting everything, the teacher starts saying, true, true, true. Anya shreyo anya dudaidi preyaha. In life, in all of our life, every day, at every moment, various challenges come to you. And in meeting those challenges, there are two ways possible. One is the path of good, and the other, the path of the blessed. Anya shreyo, one path is shreya path. Shreya path, the path of the good, which in the long run brings you up and elevates you. The other is the pleasant path. A moral temptation. Shall I or shall I not? To say no to it, it is immediately it is unpleasant. But in the long run, it saves you from a lot of problems. Emotional, psychological, yeah, sense of guilt, all can be saved. But, never mind. When those sorrows come, we will, at that time, we will think over something. When the bridge comes, we will cross it. No! That tickling sensation. Every one of us. At all levels, everyone has got this choice. At every moment, should I follow consistently the path of the good or the path of the pleasant. There are these two paths available. The path of the good, the path of the pleasant. Ubhe nanarthe purusham sinita. Both of them take you to two different goals. That which is good takes you to the spiritual and the higher unfoldments within you. And the path of the pleasant, at this moment, of course, it is pleasant, exciting, fabulous. But in the long run, you are dissipated, dejected, despondent, desperate. Problems, tensions, stresses. And ordinary human being gets the torn asunder between the two. And an average man generally follows the path of the pleasant. 99.99%. No doubt about it. Majakar, majakar. And later on, and then you say that, I don't know why God created this world. Like this. I am unhappy. You yourself created. Bless you. Tayoshaya adadanasya sadhur bhavati. All these two, he who always pursues the path of the good, refusing to compromise even an iota and slip into the pleasant, those are following the path of the good. Adadhanasya sadhu bhavati. His life becomes fulfilled, rich, joyous, full. While yade arthadya uprayo vrinite. But those who are varana, vrinite, varana, varana means accepts the preya path. One is shreya path, the other preya path. The path of the good, the path of the pleasant. Those who are following the pleasant path, hiyade arthascha. Hiyade decays. Decays means sinks into greater and greater conflicts. See, it is very, very superficial that we think that these moral instructions are all absurd. They are all the art of living. You analyze yourself. Don't accept that the textbook, but analyze it from whatever experiences that you had in your autobiography. Look back. The patches of sorrow that you have lived or are living, are they not all contributed by one pleasant path you took? Just think. I am talking of the known facts within this own life. Thus, these two paths lead to two different goals. Those who are following the path of the good, ultimately he becomes unraveled from his own entanglements and released more and more into the spiritual heights of freedom, peace, joy, unfold. Those who are following because of the enchantment of the objects and the pleasures of the objects, those who are following the path of the pleasant, they sink themselves into more and more confusions, decay, destroy their own happiness and peace and bliss.